Q94, your mound of rock. Don't need nothing but a good time, and you're going to have a good time. It's Friday night, it's Friday morning. Friday night's just around the corner. High school football as we kick off our coach's show. And joining us, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel White. Good morning.
Morning, Gary.
Here we are. It is, man, it's week five, halfway through the season. And, you know, everybody has a little better identity of what they are, who they are, and it's now is fine-tuning, you know. I mean, the end game is, of course, districts. You want the best seed you can get. I mean, everybody wants to win your conference. I get all, you know, we all get all that. But it's just refining your skills, because once week 10 is here, you got one shot. And after that, it's go to the house.
Yep. So you're kind of just planning for that. For that seed, you know, but we've kind of stubbed our toe early, but we've just got to, you know, the goal every week is just to be 1-0, and every game is a life in itself. I mean, every play really is a life in itself. So you just gotta, I know it's coach speak, but you just got to take it one play at a time, and which leads to one game at a time. And all, you know, our conference is a tough schedule, and it really, if we can just weather the storm and stay healthy, it's going to prepare us for district play.
You know, I watch way too much sports, but I was watching Kirby Smart. They had a deal on the SEC Network, and it was about Georgia, and he was talking to his team at halftime, and they were trailing. And he said all he wanted his team to focus on was one moment at a time, you know. And it started with the kickoff, and, you know, and then that first offensive play. And he just went on and on and on. And, you know, he's a pretty smart dude. And doggone, man, they came back and they won. And you know, everybody's happy and stuff. But he just refocused everybody again. It's about – each moment. It's, you know, a football game is about each moment, each play. And that's a great mentality to have, especially when everyone can embrace it. But sometimes it's a little bit tougher, isn't it?
Yeah, you can preach, you can talk about it. But as teenage boys, it's hard to move past that last play sometimes, good or bad. You know, how do you handle success if it was a good play? And then if it was a negative play, you know, you got to be able to put it in the rearview mirror and just go on. You know, and it helps if you're like Georgia and you got a bunch of five stars. It helps. But yeah, you know, that's what the great ones can do. Block it out and focus on the task at hand.
Well, last week, you know, homecoming, that's always fun. You know, the parade and all the festivities. But what even tops it off is when you come away with a win. Take us through last week.
Yeah, we had a great crowd. Man, I was really, really happy to see the seats packed with the sea of red. And, you know, we had some purple over there as well. To show our support for Connor Lair, student section, had some purple out, and just a great crowd, and you know, played well for the most part. You know, we had an interception on offense. Defensively, we gave up a long run. You know, we had them backed up on the three, gave up a long run, but for the most part, thought we really. It was probably our most complete game offensively, our most balanced. We had 220 yards rushing, 230 passing. So we were really balanced. Thought it was our O-line's best game. And Isaiah was, you know, he was right on the money. He was 15 for 18. One of those was a drop. Briggs just had a great night, caught seven balls, 150 yards, three touchdowns. You know, he looked like a man among boys when he got it and stiff-armed a kid and got down the sideline. Man, he looked fast. So, really good night for him.
Well, tonight you head to Camdenton. And this is you're at a point in your schedule right now where you're really going to find out what you all are made of, aren't you?
Yeah, you get to week five, and you've worked out all the cobwebs, and you've got your lineup set. You're at a point now where you know who can play rather than you're not sure who can play because of, you know, when the lights come on, it's a different story than summertime. So, you know, we've got an idea of who can play and who needs to be where and so forth. So, but going to Canvington is going to be a tall task. Rowdy place to play, so I've been told.
Oh, loud.
Loud, good atmosphere. Obviously the tradition at Shore Stadium. So, but we're excited. I mean, those are the fun games, man. You get a packed house and you know, great competition. You know, you want to measure yourself against schools like this, and you know, they got a good quarterback. You know, Bear Shore graduated, but man, this one's good too. He's not going to drop his pads as much and try to run over you like Bear would, but he's very, very shifty, elusive, and got a good arm, and he's got a bunch of 6'2", 6'3", wide receivers. So they're a handful.
Well, and defensively, you know, they're pretty solid as well.
And defensively, they're bringing pressure. You know, they're a three-man front, but they're not going to sit back in a base three-down look. I mean, they're going to come after you. So, you know, our line has really got to communicate this week. You know, that's going to be the key. And Isaiah's got to be ready to throw hot. And so, you know, we've really got to bring our A game mentally.
And running the ball. I mean, when it seems like Camdenton, they're going to try and send more than you have blockers just to – you know, it's almost like their plan is let's disrupt it before it ever starts. And, you know, the quick hitters, but running the football. Isn't that kind of how you can counter that? If you can run the football, that kind of can take a lot of pressure off Isaiah and the everything.
Sure. It all starts with the run game. It all starts with the you know, being able to have some ball control and keeping Camdenton's offense on the sideline. So that starts with running the football. So no matter who the opponent, you got to be able to establish the run. You know, there's an old saying, you got to run the ball and you got to stop the run. So even though Camdenton's five wide, you know, they run it a little more than they have in the past. You know, they run it more than Glendale. So, you know, they're going to motion a guy in and give him the ball, or they're going to run the jet sweep. So they do it. They do just enough to keep you honest. So we've got to stop the run and run the ball as well.
Well, and the trenches, you know, the line of scrimmage, but penalties and just, you know, keeping your head in the game, that's going to be key tonight.
Yeah, you can't get behind the sticks with these guys the last two games. We've done a really good job in eliminating the big penalties. And, you know, if we can just stay on schedule with second and six, is way better than second and 12. So eliminate the penalties, the sacks. That gives us a much better chance to move the sticks.
You know, it's been several years ago, Joel, but you were at Mountain, you and Steve were together, and you were at Mountain Grove, and there was a huge game at Salem. I think it was a district championship game, huge game. And everybody knows how back then what it was like going to say it was packed. They had their fire trucks and their ambulances. And you said you love it. You said there's nothing better than going to an environment like that. You were talking to your team. There's nothing better than going to an environment like that and hearing crickets. That is the best.
Yeah, that was 2005. Jeez,
wow,
been a long time ago. But you know, they were undefeated. They might have been ranked one, if not, they were two. So yeah, that was so much fun. That was an overtime win.
Yep,
and just a lot of fun. But yeah, Salem, it was a great atmosphere back when Shu had them rolling, and man, there's just nothing like – it's kind of that us-against-the-world mentality.
Yeah.
Where you just – you take your coaches and your players and, man, just go in there and have a chip on your shoulder. And man, it's a great atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's kind of the, you know, this stretch that you're on, that's something that you just want to embrace and roll with it. Be the spoiler, you know, because Camdenton, they're going to be a formidable opponent. And, of course, you know, each week now, it's just more, I guess, there's more weight to each game. You know, the closer you get to district time, the heavier that load gets to try and finish.
Yeah, and this is the meat of our schedule where it really gets tough. Camdenton, Kickapoo, and Leb. So it's, you know, there's a tough three-game stretch there. So just like last year, we've got a each game is its own life, and you know, we're not looking at it as three games. We just look at each one as one game, and like I said, we want to come out 1-0 each week.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt, and, you know, great week of practice. Parents stepping up, feeding the young men, getting them ready, getting them fired up for a Friday night football. It takes a whole community, doesn't it?
Yeah, last week we had First United Methodist, so I want to give a thank you to them. And last night we had Genesis Church, so they fed us, so... And then, we'll have some people, feeding us for the long trip to Camdenton. So yeah, everybody's contributed, and we really appreciate it.
Yep, be a late night getting back home.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming by, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Hey, we got some more rock and roll that's coming at you on the Mountain of Rock Q94. Let's don't forget, we've got more coaches as well coming. We're going to.